Rock 107 WIRX. Hey, good morning.
Hey,
what's up, you ass?
What's up, man?
636, Brock and Hunter.
Good morning.
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a skosh.
I still like skosh better.
Yeah, skosh. Skoshes.
Is that plural?
Yeah, skoshes.
Yeah.
Scooches. That's the pluralized version.
Skeech.
Skeech. Oh, skeech. Damn it, Hunter.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, we can't get in trouble for a skeech. No, that's fine. It's not a word.
Well,
it's not a word.
It might be. We'll find out.
Well, we said like the worst word ever. You guys said that? Oh, God.
You guys didn't know?
Oh, no. The Red Hot Chili Peppers concert at the Great Pyramids in Egypt on Friday will stream live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the BAM's website and Nugs.tv starting at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Dude, that's awesome that they're putting it all
online.
Online. That's cool, man.
For a very low price of $89.99.
Have you ever seen like an aerial shot of the pyramids?
Dude, yeah, I think so.
Have you?
Yeah.
Literally, the city is right up next to him.
Oh, yeah.
Right up next to him. Most people, like, get a shot down below in the desert behind. Mm-hmm. But if you get an aerial shot, like, the city there.
They tend to keep the city out of all those pictures.
Yeah.
Kind of takes away from the old, age of it.
Yeah. Like, oh, wait, there's a Walmart right next
to it.
Wait
a second.
This is weird. Aerosmith songs get babied up on lullaby versions of Aerosmith. The eight tunes are Dream On, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, Crazy, Sweet Emotion, Walk This Way, some other ones. So, yeah, they're getting lullaby versions of Aerosmith songs.
Nice.
That's sweet. That's sweet. Rob Halford said in an Australian interview that the band, quote, had a meeting about planning the foreseeable future, and I would say there's definitely a new Priest album on the way, which is pretty crazy because they just released one in 2018.
Yeah.
So now they're already getting another one going.
I'm just riding the wave, man.
Do it. Hey, if you can still do it, man.
You know?
Put some of that old school metal out there.
Love me some Priest.
Yeah. New metal on the way. Avatar will release The King live in Paris, recorded at the 2018 Download Festival on May 18th. A track from it, Bloody Angel, is now streaming on YouTube, so you can go check that out. Lastly, speaking of new albums, whoa!
Oh,
Tool, what? One step closer. Tool fans, it looks like they're really close to getting done with their long-awaited new album. They posted a photo Thursday on Facebook that shows guitarist Adam Jones, bassist Justin Chancellor, and drummer Danny Carey, and their new album's producer-engineer Joe Barisi in studio with mastering engineer Bob Ludwig, who mastered Tool's album in 2006, 10,000 Days. The photo is believed to have been taken at Ludwig's Gateway Mastering Studios in Portland, Maine. That means once Ludwig is done, the album is done, and it needs to be finalized, is the packaging.
Don't bite. Don't bite on it, guys. Don't do it. They're dangling the carrot again.
They are dangling that Tool carrot.
They're dangling the carrot again.
So now, though, and I will say, like, okay, if this is true, that is a big step closer, but now the art album needs to be done.
Oh, yeah. For Tool, at least takes six years.
And knowing the very intensive nature that Maynard likes to work at, it may be a while. I don't know. He's probably got to hand draw everything himself and then, redraw it.
Yeah.
And then have a art exhibit about it and then draw it again.
Then they got to talk about it.
Then they got to talk about it.
You know, he's got to shower and do some stuff.
Still could make some more wine.
You know. Got to get his mom's opinion, too. She's got to chip in, But she's in China.
It's
so
crazy.
So that's going to take a while.
Shipping that over there by boat takes forever. I tell you.
We'll see the album in 2022.
In another 10,000 days. All right, that's your rock news. We'll be back.